Session. We will talk about a pastime of Lord Krishna, which I feel it has moved me very much. It has made also many things clear, because Krishna's pastimes always have also something hidden in them. When we look at Krishna's pastimes, it just looks as Krishna does many amazing and wonderful things. But there's always a secret message behind it, which is very useful for our spiritual life. And as we read this morning all together, Krishna wants to attract us to Him. Our main problem, really, while we are here, is that we have a great taste for material things. It's called jada ras. The word jada means inert things, material things, dead things. But when we bring them in contact with our senses, then there's some fire coming up, some excitement. And it is this very excitement which is the goal of all materialistic people, which for a spiritual person, if he is not careful, can keep him bound to the material illusion. We can surround ourselves with material things, but the moment we lose our spiritual life, then everything around us loses also its life, because matter in itself needs to be moved by the spirit. So we are hearing a pastime today where Krishna, in my mind, I hope I can explain it properly, uses his attractive potency to pull us. And right after that, again, we will have a little pause where we can talk with our friends and get some fresh air. Right after this, I want to kidnap you. I've prepared a very, very meditative, I would not say only meditative. If you know what the word evocative wants to say, then this would be the most clearest way to say. Evocative means it brings something out in you. So we will see that slide presentation. And this way we will move slowly towards 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock is the midnight arati. It's the time actually when Krishna appeared in Mathura, and when he also simultaneously appeared in Vrindavan. And we want to greet Krishna with a beautiful welcoming ceremony, an arati ceremony at 12 o'clock. So up till now we are just moving with whatever you see here or happens here. We are moving towards this. Good. I need to just, before I do start, see that please all of you decide to be here and try to not talk, but be here so that the good atmosphere is created. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hey Bo, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Oh, oh, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Everybody, sing again a little louder, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, hey, hey, hai ho, Hare Rama. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Jivanandavan Dharam, Radhe. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Jivanandavan Dharam. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Jivanandavan Dharam. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Jivanandavan Dharam. Please, everybody. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Brahma. One more time. Jai Jai Radhe. Vrindavan Dham ki, Giriraj Maharaj ki, Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. Once again, a very warm welcome to all of you. I was thinking for a long time of what Krishna Katha I would try to present for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas on this Jamashtami evening. And I was reflecting on an experience which I have often made, not just once or twice, often this experience has come. That is, I can feel Krishna most close in my life when I feel separated from Him. It is a paradox. It is only possible to make any connection to Krishna through bhakti or through devotional feeling, emotion. You know, there are so many Indologists, so many academics, and so many frustrated Hare Krishnas who know that there is Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. They know there are His enthusiastic devotees. But somehow, although they know about Krishna, they seem to not be able to establish a connection. Krishna is elusive
for them, far away. But the moment a devotee, and any person as such, feels, wow, I really need Krishna. There is a vacuum in my heart, an emptiness without Krishna. And I somehow now want to make a connection to Krishna. And at such a time, these are defining moments, is the English word. It's a difficult word for those of us who don't speak English. It's a moment which marks something. It marks a turn in our life. This moment where we feel, I really need Krishna. I feel insufficient without Krishna. I feel an emptiness in my heart which I seem to not be able to cover, even if I put heaven and earth into my heart. Means make all the experiences which are possible for me. I still remain empty. At that time, Krishna is very close. It seems he has just waited for that. It's the same when you are in the festival. There's so many things going on, so many people are going on. And in the midst of it is your loud stomach who asks, what's about me? I'm fasting now. No? And you talk to this person, you look at this, you go into the shop, you have this conversation and that meeting, and you can somehow clarify this or you can plan that. But then you come to the temple and you look at the altar and think, oops, I have not thought about the main person of this Jamashtami, and I have not thought about my relationship with this Krishna. It is at that time where some dynamic happens to you. It's something like an awakening of a Krishna conscious mood. And then Krishna is so close that you think, where have I been all this time? What have I been doing and thinking all this time? So in my Leela, the Katha which I wish to share with all of you, we come to a moment, we enter Vrindavan at a moment which is most painful. Yes? It's you will hear what it is. If you could please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Aminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. The chariot was raising dust. A grayish, pulverish dust. And as the chariot made a distance, its driver felt, I've just done something which is unpardonable. I cannot be forgiven. But I had no choice. Akrura was driving the purebred white horses of his chariot. They were making good speed now, but just moments before, the most terrible thing happened. Akrura had come the night before as a messenger of King Kamsa, the cruel, infamous ruler of Mathura and the surrounding areas, the surrounding kingdom. Kamsa had told Akrura, I can only trust you now. Do you know that every night I have a nightmare? I see my own death, and it comes from the hands of that dark, darkish blue boy. He has killed all my friends whom I have sent to Vrindavan Dham, and I fear that the prophecy many years ago will come true through his hands. The prophecy said that the eighth son of my own sister, that means my nephew, would take me out of this world, take everything from me, including my life. So Akrura, you go to Vrindavan, and under the pretext of inviting Krishna for a festival, a wrestling festival, bring him on your chariot to Vrindavan. Once he's in Mathura, he's no longer in his own territory. He's no longer in that magical land, Vrindavan. And I have a home advantage. I'm in Mathura. I'm the ruler. And I will take care that he will not leave Mathura alive. It's either me or him, Akrura. Akrura was a devotee of Krishna. He worshipped Krishna secretly. He was the only one of the clan of Krishna, the Yadu dynasty, who had not hidden from Kamsa's rule. He chose the other way, the more crafty way. He became the minister of Kamsa, and he only looked for that one day when he could bring the Lord of his life to Mathura. He knew that from Krishna all the planets come, that Krishna was the Lord of birth and death. Yes, he knew that Krishna had brought the son of his guru, Sandipani Muni, from the kingdom of Yamaraj back to life. So he had gone to Vrindavan, he had spoken with the parents of Krishna, and he had said, Krishna's relatives in Mathura need him. Just let him come. And when Krishna had heard that he was wanted in Mathura because Devaki and Vasudev were imprisoned by King Kamsa, he had cried the whole night. He had understood that it was time to say goodbye from Vrindavan. Time to leave all those whom he loved most. Time to say goodbye to his cows, which he personally milked every day and who were greeting him every morning with a loving moo. It was time to say goodbye to Giriraj Govardhan, to Yamuna. Wasn't it that Narada Muni had told him a few days before, Krishna, your pastimes in Vrindavan are very nice, but you have come as the avatar to free the world from demonic elements and establish dharma again. And Krishna had listened to Narada Muni. He knew it was true what Narada Muni said, and he knew he could only fulfill his mission outside of Vrindavan. See, my dear devotees, Vrindavan was a flower-bearing ground. It was a pasturing ground for the cows. It was everything what you can imagine paradise to be like. It was not a place for armies. It was not a place for military confrontation. It was not a place to destroy the Adamic elements who were torturing the world. Krishna needed to do that somewhere else to keep Vrindavan protected. So Akura was remembering all this. Only 10 minutes ago, he had taken Krishna from Vrindavan. And that was more difficult than separating sunlight from the sun. Much more cruel than taking a baby calf from its mother. He had actually taken from the Brijbasis Krishna, who was their own life. When Krishna and Balaram both were finally on his chariot, Akrura was ready to give the command to the horses, "Go now, Chaliya." But during a moment of a slight inattention, Krishna had slipped from the chariot. He had left it. He had gone into a forest where he met with all the gopis and had discussed with the gopis, "How can I leave you, my dear gopis? I'm just coming. In 3 days I'm back. You give your permission that I go." But the gopis had said, "No, you stay here, where all your words, where you declared that our love is more important to you than anything else, were they false words? You are a liar sometimes, Gopal. You say cheeky things which you cannot live up to. But do you want to cheat in love?" Krishna was torn. At that moment, Balaram, who had been sent by Akrura to find Krishna, came there and said, "Kanai, the mission is calling. Please come. In Krishna's last words to the gopis were, I am Asya, I will return. It was these two words which kept the gopis alive. I am Asya, I will return. So Krishna had then gone on the chariot, but then the real dramatic situations started. The most dreadful scene happens. Even if the stones of Vrindavan remember this scene today, they will cry tears. Yes, stones can also cry when the misery is extremely big, especially when they're stones of Vrindavan. I would like to read to you it's very nice and poetically written. The gopis with choking voices and long outcries, Krishna, ran behind the chariot, filling all directions with their lamentation. Some gopis were holding on to the chariot. Some were throwing themselves under the wheels. And some were even fainting. All the animals, cows, bulls, calves, peacocks, even the monkeys, deers, wolves, and the jackals, who are only awake in the night, were bawling in lamentation, and they were drenched, means totally wet, from their tears. And not only humans lamented, not only Krishna's friends, not only Nanda Maharaj, not only the elders of Vrindavan, even the plants suddenly dried up when Krishna left. The rivers changed their course and started flowing upstream. And the Govardhan threw down large rocks and trees. Look at Govardhan. See the trees. He was shaking in lamentation, and rocks came tumbling down, trees became broken and hurled on the people. It was dramatic. Akrura had to move the chariot in the zigzag fashion to avoid everyone and to avoid driving over devotees and so on. Akrura was thinking to himself, what an irony. My name, Akrura, means not cruel. Akrura, not cruel. But I have just done the most cruel things. I have separated the life of Vrindavan, Krishna, the beautiful Lord of love, the beloved of not only the humans, not only the animals, everything, even the rivers. And I've taken them. And just as a side note, my dear devotees, Akrura was cursed at that moment by the gopis. And this curse, which the gopis spoke over him, was so heavy that for a short moment in Akrura's life, he forgot his Krishna consciousness and he turned against Krishna. Yes. That is a sad story which we will not talk about this evening. You have to be really careful with those who the Lord loves. You have to be really careful. Sometimes when we deal with devotees, we see also their human sides, and sometimes their human side and our human side are in conflict. They don't work very nicely together. We have to be very careful to, even at that time, wish well to the devotees of the Lord, whoever they are, even if they are beginners. Even if they make mistakes, we should still know Krishna accepts them. Krishna has no place in his heart for mistakes of his devotees. Therefore, we must be kind. We may not associate with everyone very freely and openly, but it's touchy. So, okay. Akrura managed to avoid all the devotees who were trying to stop him. But he could not avoid the remembrance of the scene when he had looked back. When he was in some safe distance from Vrindavan, or from the people, the Brajbasis, the people of Vrindavan, he had looked one time back, and he saw on the road Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, crying all her tears and more, and stretching her arms in the direction of the chariot in a helpless gesture. These arms had embraced Krishna every morning, and she stretched her arms, and her words were, "Kanai, Kanai, Kanai." Akrura would remember this scene for the rest of his life. Quickly he drove the chariot to a place at the Jamuna. It's called Brahmahrada. And he looked back. What was Krishna thinking to all this? Krishna was numbed. Numbed means wie stumm, wie überhaupt, not at all lively like he always was. He was just looking straight. He was not looking back. He looked at Balaram. Balaram was also unlimitedly sorry. At that time, Akrura thought, we have to get some good atmosphere here. This is not the way Krishna can fulfill his mission if he is so sad. So he was thinking what to do. All of a sudden, Krishna was speaking in his beautiful voice, melodious voice, a voice which is so enchanting. "Uncle Akrura," oh, he's speaking, "let us take a bath after all this." So Akrura said, you first take your bath. I need to collect my thoughts. So Krishna Balaram went into the Jamuna, and Akrura looked how they went to take their bath in the Yamuna. But all of a sudden, he saw Krishna turning into Mahavishnu, and Balaram turning into the thousand-headed snake Anantashesha. Mahavishnu was lying on Anantashesha, and all the saints and rishis, they praised him. They were the personified Vedas who sang in chorus hymns from the Vedas in glorification of the Lord. Then he looked on the chariot. And a moment ago, there was no Krishna, there was no Balaram, they were in the Jamuna. But now there were Krishna and Balaram on the chariot. And what was that in the river? Krishna said in his beautiful voice, "Uncle Akrura, have you seen something wonderful?" Akrura said, "I have seen you. There's no more wonderful things than you." And he spoke these eloquent prayers, to which he is known as the person who speaks beautiful prayers. And very nice prayers he spoke to Krishna and Balaram. And he said, "I can't understand you, my Lord. I only know you are the origin of everything. Just when you breathe out, the whole cosmos comes into place. This is all your Leela, which we human beings cannot easily understand." So they went on after some time. Akrura also took his bath. And all of a sudden, as they went on, Balaram began to speak. He said to Krishna, "You have done it again. Krishna looked at his elder brother. "What have I done again, please? I don't remember anything at this moment." Balaram smiled and said, "You have left those who love you most. I will help you, Krishna. Many millions of years ago, you left the town of Ayodhya. At that time, your complexion was greenish, and you were known as Ram. I was with you. I was not your older brother at that time. I was your younger brother. My name was Lakshman." Yes, you know everything. When you left Ayodhya, the whole town cried. And they did not just cry. They came with you. They walked with you. Then you said, "This is not an exile. When the whole town comes with me, I'm not exiled from the town. I'm with the people, with my people." The next morning, you left. They were still sleeping happily, because this was the first night where they slept with you under the same sky, the Ayodhya Vasis, but then you secretly left. I was with you. And they were crying and crying, like the Brijbasis are crying. Later, in your pastime, you left Mother Sita, who was most dear to you. You sent me, in fact, to bring her to the forest because of some rumors which were put against you. I wanted to set these foolish people straight who were politicking behind your back. But you told me, no, I have to be an ideal example. And I brought, you told me, I have to bring Mother Sita to the forest, away from you. I had to follow you because you were my older brother. And at that end of that incarnation, I said, never again will I be your younger brother and you my older brother. Never again I will do such a terrible thing. This time I was your older brother, but again I saw it. People will criticize you for this because they don't understand. But I understand. You do this for the benefit of the whole world. To rescue the world. Just like you left Ayodhya to get rid of the Rakshasas, the Asuras, Ravana and his hordes of ghouls and ghosts and all these. In the same way, in order to save the world from Adama, you are also leaving those who you love most at this time. And you will do it again. In another incarnation, you will be known as... I could not hear. Gauranga, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you will leave Navadvip. You will leave those who love you most, including your own wife, Lakshmi Priya, and your old aging mother, Mother Sachi. You will, one early morning, in the morning, you will jump into the Ganga, cross the Ganga, and on the other side of the Ganga, you will walk while it's still dark. You will arrive in Katwa, and you will have a barber shave your hair and renounce the world. And you will go everywhere to spread the holy name. And I will be with you also in another form. I will be called Nityananda. Yes, you know everything. This is very, very nice. No. I will read this to you. You will shave off your beautiful curly hair. You will accept a danda and travel far and wide, showing the right path for the souls who are distressed in Kali Yuga and who do not know the way out of that terrible, terrible illusion in which they are suffering. Dressed in saffron robes, you will dance and you will chant your own holy names in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Followed by millions, you will flood the three worlds with the most sublime nectar. And what is most astonishing, you will freely distribute the most radiant rasa of bhakti to one and all without discrimination. That same love that in this world only the Brajavasis and the Braj Gopis have, you will give to whomever you meet. And in turn, you will give it to countless conditioned souls. My dear devotees, on this Jamashtami day, I would like to direct your attention and your awareness on the mercy that Krishna has for all of us. As I tried to explain this morning, I am interested now in the Krishna who is close. Not in the Krishna who I cannot understand, who seems to be far away and whom I seem to not be able to even reach because he's in the spiritual world a total different dimension than the one in which I operate at the moment. I like to see how I can connect with Krishna, how I can offer not only activities for Krishna, but loving devotional activities for Krishna. As the years go by, and godbrother after godbrother dies and leaves the world, I cannot ignore the fact that I will also leave this world. Sooner or later, that is in Krishna's hands. And I know at this stage, after many years of trying to serve Krishna, many years of trying to understand more about myself and more about my origin, after all these years, I just know one thing. Inside of me is a longing, an energy which has always driven me to look for something tangible, something which I can grab, something about myself as, you know, an awakened person, not someone who's driven and controlled by moods and desires and all these psychologically explainable but material driving things which drive each one of us. I'm looking for that higher self, that awakened self, that which can say no when I'm in misery, and which can choose a spiritual path. No? And I'm also looking for a real connection with Krishna. So I know from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, first of all, the teachings of my own spiritual master and my own experience, that if I think about the Krishna who is merciful to me and all the conditioned souls, when I think about the plan of the Lord to save fallen souls, at that time I'm thinking, he's wonderful, he cares for me. He becomes the distant God, all of a sudden becomes a very close God whom I can experience in the wonderful arrangements which he makes and has made for my own spiritual advancement, or moving forward at least. On my altar, I have at this moment only Radha Kanhaiya Lal. There's the deity which my assistant worships, Gopal Raj. There are Gonitai deities. But I have many altars. One altar is in Bhagavad Dharma's home, and there is a beautiful form which summarizes this pastime. It's a form of Lord Chaitanya. You see golden Lord Chaitanya, but then you see greenish, two green arms, one holding an arrow, the other holding a bow. Then you see two bluish arms holding a flute, and then you see two golden arms holding the water pot of a sannyasi and the danda of a sannyasi. This is the sixth armed form of the Lord, where he is at once Ram with a bow and arrow, Krishna playing his attractive flute with which he calls us, and finally Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It's the Sadbuja form, and Prabhupada writes about this form. The form of Sadbuja, the six-armed Lord Gaurasunda, is a representation of three incarnations. The form of Sri Ramachandra is symbolized by a bow in one hand and an arrow in another. The form of Krishna is symbolized by a stick and a flute, acha, two things, like those generally held by a cowherd boy. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is symbolized by a sannyas danda and a kamandalu, a water pot. So, yes, like Balaram was explaining on the chariot, Krishna always, age after age, comes to connect with us. Have you connected with him? It's a question. You look at me. I'm looking at you. Krishna spares no effort. But where are you? Two have to come together. The Lord's mercy, the Lord's arrangements, and your voluntary and joyful surrender. One way to connect very easily with Krishna is chanting the holy name, and I will end this katha now. I'm just looking for the cartels. Acha. We will just do a small kirtan at the end, and then I will tell you how the program continues. When we sing kirtan, it's a very nice meditation to remember that Krishna has come in the most easy form for us to relate to, in the holy name. We all have a tongue which is accustomed to vibrating sound, to make sound all day. And in the night also, I mean, those who are sleeping next to you can tell you. The devotee knows if I use my tongue in singing Krishna's holy name, and I also offer my mind to Krishna, I meditate about him. At that time, when the form of Krishna and the name of Krishna come together, at that time the connection is made. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare
Rama, Rama Hare.
One more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
One more time, but a little bit louder, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Possible a little bit louder. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare
Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare Hare
Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Hare One more time, please, everybody. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare
Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hi Bo! Everybody please! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai Bo, Hai Bo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. One more time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama. Everybody, one more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare
Jai Jai Shivrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shivrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shivrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shivrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Shivrindavan Dham.
Hare Krishna. We will now make a journey to Vrindavan. I think you have already aligned yourself. That means you're sitting in the direction where you can see. Bhakti is there are five main activities in bhakti, and one is to go on sacred pilgrimage to the holy places. And because today is the appearance day of our Lord Krishna, we are wanting to go to his dham.